Hey guys, it's Marcia Mixon, and this is your podcast from Prison to Prosperity with Purpose. Today I have a great friend of mine. Her name is Shauna, well, great friends of mine, Shauna and Matt Walls. They have really been a part of my journey. And when we talk about this podcast, we're talking about making an impact and making an impact on the lives of others around you. Shauna, say hello to the audience.
Hello there.
Tell us a little bit about how you started out when you first realized that you were making an impact in your business and in your personal life with other people.
So I started sharing my health journey 4.5 years ago. And at the time, I had been in restaurants. I had been in sales. I had done just about anything you could do out there for a part-time or full-time job and never thought that I wanted to, quote unquote, help people. Did you see my air quotes?
Yeah. I felt it in my heart.
Yeah. But once I started sharing my journey and realizing that just telling my story and about how my life changed, and seeing how much that inspired and helped others to change or continue changing their own lives for the better, it just felt really good. And I just really enjoyed, you know, making others feel better and help themselves.
One of the things that I love about your journey is you and Matt do this all over the world. You do it forever. You're forever together. You do it in an RV and you just go and live your dream. Like, that's one of the things you want to do. But before you started on your journey to better, before you started your new business, before you even used our products, tell us what your relationship looked like.
So we had been together at the time, I think 8 or 9 years. We had lived together almost that entire time. We were both working at least one, sometimes 2 and 3 jobs at a time. We were miserable. We were exhausted. We very much were more like roommates than partners. And we really weren't sure what the future was going to hold. We tried to make it work, and we tried anything and everything to be better, but we just were tired and miserable. What would you say, babe?
Yeah, once we found a better way, we just knew we had to share with everybody. Yeah, most of my work background was in restaurants, but I didn't want to do it forever, and I felt like I was stuck doing that. So when we found this opportunity, it was like just the whole world opened up for us, a whole bunch of opportunities, and we want to share it with everybody. We don't want to be stingy with it.
Right. One of the things that I love about Matt and Shauna is my first trip out of the country, can you sit that over there for me? Mm-hmm. Was actually to Mexico, and that was at their wedding. So their relationship was really pretty rocky whenever they started this out. But now, not only is their relationship better, but their relationship with other people is exponentially better. Like, we have become really fast, close friends. We're right now sitting in Yemisi, South Carolina, at a campground together by choice. And when we first met, it was just really primarily around the business. So what would you say to someone that is sitting at home thinking, I can't possibly make an impact on other people?
I would say there are people out there wishing, hoping, and praying that someone comes along that's just like them. And they're not going to find that person if you don't tell your story, even if you just help one person, because there's someone else out there who feels the way you feel. There's someone else out there who is trying to get out of what maybe you have already gotten out of. We got to hear from Ed Milette about a month ago, and he says, you are the most qualified to help people who are who you used to be, or who are in a place where you used to be. And so if you don't share that story, you're keeping that inspiration from other people who need it.
Right. And so one of the other things I came into this business with was the mindset of, I've got to get it perfect. I've got to do the perfect thing. I've got to have it all right. What is it that you inspired and made an impact on my personal life for whenever I was living fresh out of prison, 5 months out of prison, living in a camper? You're telling me, go live. And I'm like, oh, but I live in this camper. What did you tell me?
I said, you live in a camper. We want to travel in a camper full time. We watch people on YouTube every single day who travel full time in a camper. We know there are people out there who want to know, how can you stay healthy living in a camper?
Right.
Cooking in a small space. just do it, because there are people out there who want to see how you set up your kitchen, how you cook in this tiny space, how you do these things. And you were worried about getting it perfect. And one thing I heard from one of our mentors, the CEO of the company where we found each other, is it's always better done than perfect.
Yes. Yes, for sure. So I just want to inspire you guys today to just get it done. Quit sitting around dreaming, wondering, waiting. Get a hold of Sean and Matt Walls. Get a hold of me. Let's get you where you need to be. If your dream is to travel in an RV, travel the country, that is exactly what they're doing. They're going from place to place. They have these amazing electric bikes. They have brand new camper, nice truck. It's all set up. And they get to literally live their dream. So
we didn't start with all the new stuff.
That's right. You didn't. Tell them.
No, we did not start with a new camper. We did not start with a new truck. We did not start with electric bikes.
Some people are, right?
Right. Some people are blessed and they get to do that. But we started with what we had or what we could get at the time. We started with a $7,000 camper that we... Did we finance? No, we had some money from something. And... Our 2008 Suburban? 2005 Suburban. So, like, we didn't start with all the new stuff. We got there over time by sharing our story. So, again, done is better than perfect. You don't have to have the new fancy camper. You don't have to have the new fancy truck or the bikes, or just get out there and do it. There were times that we took our 2005 Suburban, and this is in 2018 or something, out and camped out of the Suburban.
Yeah.
And we loved it. And so it's that whole concept of done is better than perfect. If you want to do it, find a way and do it. It doesn't have to all be new and fancy and perfect to get it done.
Yes. And she's one of the most amazing mentors that I have ever had the privilege of working with. We don't make a dime off of each other. We just are around each other because we love each other and we enjoy spending time with each other. Right. And she inspires me and made a personal impact on my life. That's why I felt like it was important to come and share this with you guys. If you're watching, just go ahead and send that message. Because something in you has brought you here to this podcast. Something in you has brought you here to keep listening, to keep tuning in. And if something that Shauna and Matt said inspired you today, reach out to them, because they may very well be the people that you're looking for. So I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow this podcast. Follow Shauna and Matt on their social media as well. You'll find them on all social media. And share this with a friend. If you haven't left a review, please go on Apple, leave me a review, and I read all of them. Thanks, guys, and have a great day. Bye.